Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns one of the world's busiest ports, best airports, and best airlines. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, What Makes a Country Great?, delivered on March 8, 1993, in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
By the way, it is good that your Singaporean people all know English. It's very international and very useful for business or any kind of transaction. I like that. I think many countries should learn the same. Choose one language to be international and your own language also at the same time. Like this would be less war in the world. Yeah? We can communicate with each other better. Yes?
Master, is the Kuan Yin method of meditation similar to that of Kundalini Yoga or Raja Yoga?
It is different. Because the Kuan Yin method will teach you how to get in touch with your own nature and the highest one, instead of relying on from a lower power and then develop further up, like in Kundalini system.
Master, 我们的guru 是要活的是吗?
是是是是, yes. Yes, sure. You must have a living teacher to learn English or anything else. Same way, if you want to access to the kingdom within, then you have to find someone who also have access into the kingdom within and who have experience in this direction to guide you, right? Yeah. We need living master, living wife, living husband. Everything must be living because we are living.
Master, I heard from your video speech that spiritual power is better than money power. Kindly let me understand what is spiritual power and how to gain or achieve it. Thank you.
Yeah. Spiritual power is same as God power, Christ power, or the kingdom of God within, or the Buddha nature within. Yes. And if we have someone who already knows how to get in touch with that, and we learn with that person, then we immediately know how. Yeah. At the time of initiation, which takes place after this lecture, I will show you how, and you know it immediately. Yeah. It's very easy. Very easy. Because we already have it. For example, I have my fan here. Is it easy for me to take it? If I have eyes, I see where it is. I take it. Same. If you open your wisdom eye, you know where your spiritual power lies. And then you know it. Like this.
Master, what is immediate enlightenment? Can you kindly elaborate on Kuan Yin meditation, please?
It is that because we can contemplate on our own nature. Our own nature is without form, without sound. But it is the inner form and the inner sound which is invisible to the eyes and inaudible to the ears. And when we get initiation, we got in touch with that inner power then we may see our own true self, which is manifested as great light and a heavenly sound, like music. But you cannot hear it with the ears, and you cannot see it with the eyes. Similar to what Jesus say in the Bible, like, seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing you hear, but you do not understand. And Lao Tzu also say, the Tao, you cannot touch it. You cannot get hold of it. And you don't have to use the eyes, but you can see it. You don't have to use the ear, but then you can hear it. So in the same Buddhist scripture also mentioned that when you open your inner wisdom, you can hear all kind of heavenly sounds inside. And you can see all kind of lights, all kind of Buddha's land inside. So most of great religions in the world mention the same thing. So all we have to do is to experience this inner essence of religions, not just to study the experiences of the people from the past.
Master, could you please help me or teach me to have more peace of mind and to forget and remove my miseries and painful personal sufferings? I am now trying to practice Buddhism, but get frustrated because I am unable to achieve peace because of all these disturbances. Can you please answer in Mandarin?
Sure. First I answer in English, because the question is in English. Then I will answer in Mandarin. We cannot get peace of mind unless we get in touch with the source of peacefulness inside us. Peace you have within you. And if you look outside, you can never find. Doesn't matter how great the temple, how big a church, if you cannot get in touch with your own church and your temple inside also, then the outer church and temple cannot help you much. It can, maybe, from a little degree, to calm you for the time being. But then you have to get in touch with your superpower inside, your super peacefulness inside, in order to draw the eternal peace from that. And that's everlasting. If we look outside, everything is ephemeral. Even the body, even the church, even the temple, even the Bible, they're all ephemeral. We have to look within for the kingdom of God inside and for the Buddha nature inside. We have to do what our prophets have told us. Just like Jesus say, seek you first the kingdom of God inside, and then everything will come to you. Or the Buddha say, I come to teach you to be Buddha, because all beings have Buddha within. He does not tell you anything else. Just to look inside and find it. And then you have peace, you have intelligence, you have satisfaction without even having to have anything of this world. That's why many sages of old, they forsake the kingdom. They forsake the whole wealth. They forsake the whole nation just because they're satisfied inside. Like Shakyamuni Buddha, like Jesus Christ, like Lao Tzu. He was offered so much, many positions, but he never wanted it. He doesn't need anything of this world because they have arrived at the depth of the peacefulness. They have peace within. They're satisfied with everything. Similarly, you have to do like that in order to call yourself a true Buddhist, a true Christian, or a true Hindus or whatever religions that you so much love to follow and believe. Okay? Now, I answer in Mandarin. Hey, but I think you have translation in Mandarin, no?
Yes, we have.
Do you still need my answer in Mandarin? Yes? All right. 你如果想找内在的那个要讲自己安心啊在里面觉得和平快乐的话除了找自己那边的和平的那个源头啊我们没有别的办法你说你有学佛教不过没有给你安心就是因为你自己没有本人在里面。跟我们自己那个本心很安稳很快乐那个心沟通的，所以不管我们去哪个寺庙很大哪个教堂，如果我们在里面的没有跟我们那个那边的教堂沟通啊， 或是没有安稳在我们教堂和寺庙里面的话，我们就不会得到那种永恒的快乐、永恒的安心的。所以耶稣才说，你先找你内国那边天国，然后任何东西都会跟着来。释迦牟尼佛也强调，我们应该往内找自己的佛心，或是找自己的本来面目。所以要当一个真正的佛教徒的话，就要自己知道自己的佛心啊。去观音法门就会马上知道，然后越来越知道。去观音法门，我们就可以当一样的那个什么教徒都可以啊，天主教徒也是留在那里当天主教徒，就是更好的，因为知道内在的天国。当佛教徒就会更好的佛教徒，因为知道里面的佛心。就这样子哈。
Dear Master, since we have many bad karma, is it possible to be enlightened in this life or immediately? How do we know if you are enlightened already?
Well then, if you don't know, that means you're not enlightened. And now, no one has so bad karma as not be able to know yourself, because yourself is karmaless. There's no one has karma at all. Everything is illusion. So please come to the truth and forget the illusion. But even if I tell you so, it's difficult for you to do, because you don't know the truth, so you cannot forsake illusion. First you have to know the truth, get enlightenment, and then the darkness will automatically leave you. The illusion, the so-called bad karma, the burdensome of this cheating will leave you. It's just like when you turn on the light. Doesn't matter how many days it's dark in here, how many years dark in here. When you turn on the light, even once, all darkness disappears completely. Actually, karma is only illusionary. But you don't know it until you switch on the light. And all illusion will depart. Okay?
Master, may I know if God and Buddha are of the same status in this universe?
Okay, for your information, I think both of them never have any competition about the position in the universe. They're both very satisfied with each other. Whether they're two or one, they would not care. Okay?
Master, can you talk about Amitabha's Western Paradise? Is it actually the kingdom of God, that is heaven?
Yes, yes, yes. It's one of the heavens, one of the mansions in the kingdom of God. Yeah. And Amitabha Buddha's land, you can get information from Shakyamuni Buddha. He has spoken about it. And people print it in a book which is called Amitabha Buddha Sutra. Yeah? And you may get it in any temple. But for your information, I would suggest it's better that you see it yourself. Yeah, because this is only kind of menu, no food. Yeah. You can read the menu, but you can never taste the food. So in our Guanyin method of immediate enlightenment, we offer you the food. And you may see this Amitabha Buddha land one day yourself, or you may see it at the time of initiation, or you may see it some other time according to your sincerity and level of consciousness. Some of our disciples have seen Amitabha Buddha's land, exactly the way Shakyamuni Buddha described. And they are very happy. Sometimes they drive cars and they see it also. Because after you practice meditation for a long time, you became automatically tuned in with the inner kingdom or with the inner Buddha's nature. And then you don't have to sit quietly in order to see. Understand? That's why people say, heaven on earth, yeah? See heaven on earth, or the Buddha's land is in front of you, or any corner. Yeah, sometimes the Zen people, they say like that. It is true. The land exists. And there are much more wonderful lands, even more wonderful than Amitabha Buddha's land. I invite you to join our group and see it for yourself.
Dear Supreme Master, how to request for urgent spiritual aid, help, protection, grace, love, mercy from you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you.
Whenever you need it, then you request inside you. If the request come, must be spontaneously and sincere, and then it will be granted. And I will ask God to help you immediately. Okay? I myself don't have any power, but I will ask God to help you. He granted me that any request for me, He will grant it. So I will give it to you. Okay? Second hand better than nothing. That's why I have invited you to come and meditate. Join in an initiation, have meditation practice, and get in touch directly with Him and ask Him. And you don't have to go through me, the third person agent. It's better to know your own power and bless yourself and do everything in the blessing of yourself, of your God self, of the kingdom of God within you. Yes, then you don't have to even rely on me, whether you believe me or not. I am exactly the same like you. It's just that you don't know how to use your power, so you become like a beggar. And if you know it, you are just like God, because you and God are one. At least you are the children of God. You are entitled to have most of God's power, at least most of God's power. Why don't you claim for it? Yeah?
Dearest Master Ching Hai, I am 14 years old. I'm a student and my mother is an initiate. I really look forward to getting initiation from Master. Will Master allow me to get initiation? Thank you.
Sure. Welcome. From 12 years old, if you have your parents' approval, you may get initiation completely. From 6 years old, if you have your parents' approval, but if you have parents also initiate, then you may also get initiation. 50%.
Master, what is Buddha nature?
The Buddha nature is this. You see it? You see Buddha nature? No? The Buddha nature is the one that makes you sit here and listen to me. The Buddha nature is the one who makes you eat when you're hungry. The Buddha nature is the one who makes you love another person and not the other. The Buddha nature is the one who seeks enlightenment. The Buddha nature is the one that seeks the Buddha nature itself. All right? It's very confusing, but that's the best I can explain to you.
Master, does the Kuan Yin method involve qi, as in qi gong?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't involve qi, but then all your qi will open.
Master, can you please teach me how to meditate correctly? Thanks.
Well, the meditation itself is a part of the whole process of self-improvement or a wisdom opening, a wisdom rediscovering. And then, accompany meditation, we should have moral discipline, and we should have a high ideal for life. Therefore, a meditation alone is not very sufficient. Therefore, I would suggest that you also keep to a very good standard of ethical living, like you try to avoid harming sentient beings, you try avoid too much meat and liquor, which harm, which dull your intelligence and your higher power of spirituality. Also trying many other virtuous deeds. And then, when you meditate, you should concentrate on the inner wisdom, or on Amitabha Buddha, or Jesus, or Mohammed, or whomever you worship the most and you believe the most. But that is just about kind of general guideline. Or when we initiate people, we teach more deeply and more detail. And then you know how to meditate better. And then I will have to look after you daily. Understand? until you fully grow up and develop yourself. Just if to teach you to meditate at random, and later you lost touch, you might feel a little bit confused, and it might not be very good for you. Except if you truly want to learn some kind of convenient method without having to be fully vegetarian or fully initiated, you may get in touch with our practitioner in Singapore, and like this we have more in touch with you in case you have more questions in the future or you develop some more intelligence or some other question, then we have to take care of you. Understand? And get initiation is the best. Then I can look after you inside and outside. It's safer.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Restin virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Master, how do we achieve power through meditation?
After you meditate, you will achieve the power. It's not a question of how, it will come automatically. Because the superpower, the supreme master power inside already exists. We just kind of dig into it, you know, rediscover it, and use it partially or wholly according to our need and position in life.
Master, you mentioned that the Buddha nature and the kingdom of God is all within us. Is there an external God and an internal God?
Yes and no. The external God is the ones who sit in front of me. And the internal God is the one who finds it within each one of you. But actually, the external gods and the internal gods are one, the same. The internal God makes the external God. Just maybe multiply it so that the internal God can see the outer God. Just maybe for fun. But actually, it's the same, Only one,
Dear Master, I'm a convenient method member. During meditation, once I saw a bright yellow light. Another time, I saw a bright white light. Can you please explain this? Thank you.
What else can I explain? If you saw the light, that means you saw your own nature. Even if I just teach you a convenient method, means not initiation. And you still have the taste of the kingdom of God within. The more we see the light, the more intelligent we become, the more loving we will be. That is the result of meditation. Not that we see the light, or not that we hear the sound is good. It's just good because of the result of it. Just like the food is tasty, it's fine. But then our body is also derive nourishment from it. And that is the best part of eating food, right? Because we have nourishment, apart from good taste. Similarly, the inner food, if we taste it, it not only uplifts our spirit, make us feel happy and charged with the energetic power, but also open our inner wisdom, make us see things in a better light, make us endure hardship in a better way, etc. Yeah? And that we can solve problems in a quicker way and in a better light, understand everything better than before. And we become more loving and tolerant to other people.
Dear Master, is it true that it's easier to meditate in the USA? Some authors claim that the energy is higher there.
Why do you look down upon Singapore people when after I have praised you so much? Huh? Now then, this is a problem of complexity. Huh? That's the problem with looking outside and not looking inside. If you look inside, the Buddha is here right now. The Buddha's land is in you and in Singapore. also in America, also anywhere, even in your toilet, excuse me. Yes, some of our disciples, sometimes they have to do their duty as a citizen, and then they have to go into the army, yeah? And in the army, they have to sleep all together, and sometimes noisy, smoking, and they cannot be quiet to meditate, so they went to the bathroom, lock themselves there, and meditate for a while. And they see everything they want to see. Buddhas, and no, Buddhas never feel that he should not come into the bathroom. Yeah? Only we discriminate. Yeah? Singapore is all right. I would like to stay here. Don't dream about another land. Singapore is the best land for you. Okay?
Dear Master, what happens during meditation and what do you hear and see?
It depends on your level of consciousness. If you are in probably in an elementary level, and you probably hear some different sound. And if you are a little bit dimmer light, or see some different scenery, etc. And if you're on a higher level, you hear different sound, higher pitch, or more beautiful, and more selective, more exquisite, more exclusive. And then you see a higher or brighter light, or a civilization in the universe, a higher planet or higher plane of existence, okay? And there are many levels, could be up to many long levels, but we will bring you up to the fifth level, and then there you will be on your feet, and you became Buddha, all-knowing, all-pervading, omnipotent, omnipresent. And then we leave you, and then you further study yourself. There are more to explore in the universe.
Master, what is the highest nature? Is it a state of being or feeling?
Actually, human language is not adequate to describe the highest nature of ourselves. Only the best way is we know it ourselves. But then at that time, then we don't know anything. First we don't know anything, and then we have to learn to become enlightened. And later when we know everything, it seems like we don't know anything. So now if you tell me to explain the highest state of the universe, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I just know it, but I cannot explain it to you. So please excuse me very much. Huh?
Master, is the Kuan Yin method the same as Zen?
It used to be the same as Zen. But nowadays, most of the Zen are not like the olden Zen. Therefore, I can say yes and also no. Yes before, in ancient time, no, in modern time.
Master, is UFO true? Who are these people?
True, UFO is true. These people who belong to UFO are those people who are from other planets. Some of them are more civilized than ours. Some of them are also peopled like our Earth, or some of them are more invisible to the human eyes, but they are very civilized. They're more technically civilized. So they can invent many machines and many flying objects, which our Earth have not yet been capable of making. That is all. They are true. There are numerous planets in the universe. We can explore them when we come inside.
Master, is the method of meditation the same as the one practiced by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva in the Sharangama Sutra system spoken by Sakyamuni Buddha?
Yes, sir. Yes, exactly the same.
Master, can you please explain the process of initiation?
It's nothing actually to explain to you. Because when I transmit to you the so-called initiation, I don't speak at all. We will sit in silence and perceive the Tao. But then, maybe before that, some of my disciples will explain to you how to keep the precept, and how it will be better for you in some way, or how to sit so that you'll be more comfortable, and where to concentrate so that your thoughts will not be stray, etc. All right? But I cannot explain it here.
Master, I'm a follower of Mahikari, and I've been a vegetarian for 8 years. I like meditation. Can I be initiated?
Sure, welcome. Please.
Master, how do you get to know your inner self and how to reach that supreme power?
Through initiation and sincerity. Yeah, I'll show you how, because I know the way.
Master, is our present life related to our past life?
Don't you think? Yeah? Is your today related to yesterday? Yes, sure. Same, our present life related to past life.
Master, I was a sailor. Once Jesus came so close to my side in order to solve the problems on board the ship. I was so truly happy. For 3 days, I go without food or sleep. I only drank water. But that happiness is fading day by day since 5 years ago. How can I get that happiness back?
Get initiation. You'll see him again.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your gracious company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of What Makes a Country Great. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. We wish you a harmonious and blessed week.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW